Caring people make the difference at American Senior Communities. Click on the American Senior Communities logo or go to ASCSeniorCare.com for information about services, locations, and special stories of seniors.
Thanks for joining us. This is Caregiver Crossing on 93 WIBC. Happy Saturday to you. It's Terry Stacey along with Tina McIntosh. And joining us in studio now is Kelly Weatherland. I said it.
It's different. It's different.
Weatherald. Activities Director at Countryside Meadows. And we are so glad to have some time with you here this morning. Kelly, thanks for joining us.
Well, thank you. We're glad to be here.
Well, the topic we're going to talk about with you all today is the importance of activities for seniors. And how does American Senior Communities, specifically Countryside Meadows, kind of implement this type of practice?
Well, I think mostly at Countryside, we like to think out of the box. It's not necessarily just, you know, bingo, maybe we read, maybe we sing.
Oh, I love bingo. Now, you said bingo kind of like sarcastically.
Bingo is a serious thing, and we like to have fun.
It's so true. Okay, so let me just chime in. Joy's House, I have learned, you know, it took me probably almost these entire 15 years to learn this. Terry, bingo is no joke.
That's what I'm telling you.
Not a joke.
It's not a joke. I'm a bingo caller. I do it at the women's prison. I do it any place that asks me.
Great. The phone is going to start ringing off the hook. Like random people are going to ask you to their house to call bingo.
I'm just saying, women of all sorts, from every walks of life, we all love bingo.
And you're going to come volunteer, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, okay.
Sign me up.
Well, and Kelly, I learned the hard way that you do not walk into a room of older adults and yell bingo as a joke when they're playing
because
there's nothing funny about that.
Cardinal sin right there.
Yeah, it's bad. Yes. So take it from me, people.
Nuns have booed me for calling the wrong number at points.
I'm sorry. Did you say nuns have booed
this
you?
This has been, again, a whole nother place I've been calling bingo. But
Oh, prisons,
wherever.
Well, I know you do play bingo, right?
We do.
I
mean, yes. You can't take that away.
No, you can't take it away.
But we like to have some fun, too. You know, cut loose and have a good time.
So what kind of activities do you do?
We do everything, anything and everything. So we play cornhole. That's one of the new favorites for a summer game. You know, you just make little adjustments and they can have a good time.
Twister, do you play Twister?
We just played Twister yesterday.
Great,
and only 15
people ended up in the hospital.
Well, you just make adjustments
I'm kidding.
And we play it with beanbags. You know, so we do some beanbag Twister. We just played it yesterday.
Well, that's it, right? You're just creative. So you take these games that we love or activities we've done all of our lives and you make twists on them and kind of manipulate the game
just
into
kind of twist it. Exactly.
Being what we need. And do people realize they're working out when they do these things?
Some do, some don't. We always have a fit fun, we call it, every morning. So they get their exercise and then we throw in another kind of exercise event like the cornhole or the twister or anything, just dancing.
Yeah, because I'm thinking cornhole, I mean, you're using your arms.
Absolutely.
You're bending to pick things up, so you're doing squats.
Absolutely.
And people don't realize that
you have
they're
fun.
Exercising.
Exactly.
Well, and you know what? There's so much to be said for laughter. You know, just laughter in itself and just having that good time, that's got to add years to your life. At least I like to think so.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Well, and you know, let's stay in cornhole for a second. Those little beanbags can also be a weapon, so there's some therapeutic value in there. I know this from experience, but that's a whole different nun conversation. So, Kelly, what else? What's your favorite thing that you've done, your favorite activity?
Well, I have a few, but my absolute favorite, the Olympics. We had a whole Olympic event, and we opened it up with an opening ceremony, and all the different departments were different countries, and they had passports. So our resident went to every country and got a passport stamp and had food from that country, and that was a lot of fun. And then every day we had a different Olympic event with medals and the medal ceremony. And
okay, that was a big deal. That took
a lot of
organization.
It was, but it was so much fun.
And what is the kind of the day-to-day event, something that takes place on a regular basis that when you see it on the schedule, you get excited about?
Oh, you know, it's everyone. Every single activity that we have. It's always, if you can get a smile on their face or even if you get a hug or you get a woo-woo, you know, we have that a lot.
Yes. How did you get involved in this kind of work, Kelly?
You know, it just kind of fell into my lap. I had a friend that worked in a nursing home facility and she needed somebody to do blackjack. And I have played blackjack every now and again. And so I was the dealer and I just loved it. Fell in love with it and just found out how to be a director and got in as an assistant and then became a director. So
That's great.
It's fun.
And do you find that is bribing or gently manipulating people to become involved in activities acceptable in your world?
Absolutely. You know, you always keep a little candy in your pocket. Always give them a little hug. You know, oh, come on. I haven't seen you forever. A little encouragement goes a long way.
Have you seen how it has changed their lives in particular? Because moving into a community sometimes is hard for people to do. And you move them into a community and then getting them to get involved with their neighbors and into that social life. How do you do it?
Well, you know, it does. It's an adjustment for anybody. You know, this is going to be their home. And, you know, I look at it as their home and we're there for them. So, you know, especially at the Countryside Meadows, I think we all work as a team to make that happen, you know, with therapy. And we have a great memory care unit there as well. And we all just work as a team to make it an easy process to get them to socialize and come together like that.
I can tell you, Terry, that on the Touched by an Angel episode that I saw the other day, Michael Landon.
Was that on Hallmark Channel?
It might have been, but Michael Landon.
Following the Waltons, I believe.
Right? God rest his soul.
Yes.
Isn't it Michael Landon?
It is. Yeah.
Yeah. He, excuse me, was sent by the boss to be an activities director at a facility. And he had to go and gently manipulate people into coming to their, I want to call it a barn dance.
Oh, was it a barn dance?
Well, no, it was a hoedown. What's it called?
What was it, square dancing?
Square dancing. It's not that hard. It's not that hard of a word. Two words, square dancing. Two words, one word, whatever.
Well, you said hoedown. I figured there probably had to be some square dancing.
I don't know what was happening inside of my brain just now.
It's
but
okay.
Yeah. So on Touched by an Angel, that's how they did it. And, you know.
Oh, it is.
What's really that different for you? I mean, sometimes
not really that different.
Sometimes you have to go and actually get people to get them involved. And I would imagine when they're new. What about activities that people can do at home? I mean, I hear you saying some things that, you know, our listeners could incorporate in their households. But is there kind of anything magical that you can share that people can do in their homes?
Well, I just think anything. I think one of the things that sets us aside as well is that we go and ask. It's kind of a person-centered care. So, you know, like we have a magician.
Oh,
you know,
I love the
and
magician.
He, yeah, absolutely. And so he does his magic shows sometimes. So I think it's what you like to do. Just kind of make the adjustments and do it. Even if it's, we have a lady that likes to sweep. So we have a broom and she will just sing and sweep.
I would like that lady to come to my house.
Absolutely. I've asked her several times.
That is awesome.
You know, so it's just whatever you like to do. And if it's something physically that you don't think you can, just make a little adjustment and you can do anything.
We used to have a lady at Joy's house, and I'm not kidding you. She loved, I mean, you talk about the sweeping. She loved picking up sticks. I mean, that was, that's what brought her joy.
Yes.
And so as horrible as it sounds, one of the things her family and her doctor coached us on was as we were walking to occasionally drop a stick. It sounds so terrible when
I say it out loud. It brought her such joy.
It did.
I mean, she just loved touching the sticks and twirling the sticks, and it brought her happiness, it helped her movement, right?
Sure, to be
did.
Down and up.
Absolutely.
Boy, I kind of wish I hadn't just said that on this program. It came out all wrong.
She was fairly young. She just, and that was just what she loved.
She twirled them.
Yeah.
God
sure
love her.
Did. Bless her heart. All right. Are you okay? Can I get you a drink of water?
I'm having an issue.
I know you are. All right. Kelly Weatherall. I wanted to say it again. And I'm going to get it right. Kelly Weatherall, Activities Director at Countryside Meadows. What has got bring? We've got just about a minute here.
Okay.
What has brought you the most joy about working with senior citizens?
Oh, you know, absolutely just getting to know these people. And, you know, they give you the best advice, you know, just a hug and to see them smile or even just, you know, hold their hand and see how their day was. It just, I have a smile on my face every time I walk in the door.
Well, and you know what? When we look at you, when you talk about it too, it brings you a lot of happiness. It sure looks like you're in the right place.
Well, I appreciate that. Thank you.
Any more information? Where would they go, Kelly?
Well, we have a Facebook page, Countryside Meadows, and also a website, so our ASC community. And then we also, if you want to give us a call anytime, it's at 317-495-7200.
And that website, I believe, is ascseniorcare.com.
You got it?
Got it.
All right, good. Kelly, thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you.
Tina's going to go get a drink. We'll be back in just a moment on Caregiver Crossing on 93 WIBC.